This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The state Supreme Court is accepting challenges to Colorado's new congressional election map this week. At least two groups say they will file concerns. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The new congressional map was drawn by the state's first independent redistricting commission. It's largely modeled after Colorado's current boundaries. But some groups say the commission prioritized competitiveness over representation. Mark Gaber is an attorney representing the League of United Latin American Citizens and says the map dilutes the voice of Latino voters.
It's not just a matter of how many Latinos are in a district, but it's an analysis of the election returns to see if those show that Latino voters, together with white voters who support Latino candidates of choice, if they would be able to coalesce together and elect their preferred candidates.
The map likely creates four Democratic seats, three Republican ones, and a swing district. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Water levels at Lake Powell may be too low next year to create hydroelectricity. The reservoir relies on the Colorado River and its tributaries. Andy Mueller is with the Colorado River District.
That's power that every person in this room has used in their daily lives. Our power prices are going to go up as a result of the lower reservoir levels.
Water leaders met in Colorado last week to discuss how to manage the shrinking water supply. The U.S. Labor Department has fined the Shelton Dairy Corporation almost $25,000 over the death of a worker who drove a truck into a pit and drowned in March. The investigation found that the operator of a dairy near Greeley failed to take measures to keep workers safe around the pit. This is CPR News.